the ticket.
So, McDowell, why don't you put on the headset there, big fella, big'em fella. And I wasn't here when we did the big reveal, so I don't really know where we are. I was blindfolded the whole way here.
Dan knows.
With a sack over my head and was told not to take it off.
Ugh.
But he's gay.
And before we get Peyton Yeager out here on the air, let's go ahead and tell everybody where we are so she and I can swim.
You really ever booked?
Yeah, we're going swimming later on.
Oh, okay.
Donnie set it up.
Arcadia Resorts. That's the official name. ArcadiaResorts.com. This place is great.
Yeah. It is great.
It is. It is cool.
I recommend it.
I think this would be a good little bro weekend.
Like, how many bedrooms is in this?
12.
12. Golly. Who found this?
Founded by Jeremiah Arcadia.
Not every person who...
Jeremiah is a good settler name.
It is. Yeah. Jedediah.
1792.
Oh, wow. So he built this with his own
hands. He built
this,
yes, with his blood and sweat. He built the huge game room. He dug the swimming pool. He installed the whirlpool.
Yeah. I think he was the one that said, you know what? I don't want TNT out here.
So are we in... is this Rome or Aurora?
It says on our phone Aurora, but the police that we've been chatting with and, you know...
Running from?
Yeah. That said Rome.
Well, it's possible Aurora uses the Rome Police Department.
Well, I mean, when you're here...
Well, I don't know if Aurora is a municipality
when in,
or
when
if
in
it's...
Rome.
When in Aurora?
I bet Gordon knows. Are we in Aurora or are we in Rome?
Are we in camping?
He doesn't know.
I'm not sure.
Now, was it built in one day?
He doesn't know anything.
Not that Rome.
I think we're in Aurora.
Is this in honor of Jerry Rome?
We're in Aurora.
No.
Aurora.
Jerry Rome.
By the way, Cowboy Great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Birthday shout-out that was missed, I'm told.
Okay.
Cowboy Tom's brother, James.
My God.
Cowboy Bingo. James, happy birthday.
Who lives in Aurora, and I believe... has a donkey that the Musers met.
Uh-oh, really?
So that's how close...
Did you guys
close,
try to steal
and
his donkey?
And this was not like a Cowboy Tom
Weren't
setup
you out
thing.
Hunting donkey?
Yeah.
Is that
bow and arrow?
That's the only true prey.
Gordon, is it the same donkey that George was riding with on the tube in London?
What?
Have you seen the picture P1 Domo made?
No.
Oh, it's quite lovely. I would endorse it.
That land back there is Cowboy Tom's brother?
I think so.
That is unbelievable.
I go looking for donkey every time I go to Vegas.
I mean, how common is the name Cowboy Tom anyway?
I know.
There's probably only one.
Yeah, and his brother's Cowboy James?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you to
now
the...
I got to find that picture of George on the tube.
To the Arcadia
Can I forward
people.
This to your... Company emails?
Gmail?
We don't read that.
Yeah.
You don't do company? No. You do me.com, Bob?
Yeah.
Companies, it's just too difficult.
To check
have
an
you,
email?
When is the last time you logged into company email?
I did before we left.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know your email address, Corby.
It's CorbyDavidson@gmail.com. It's not that hard.
Why are you so mean to me?
You are so dismissive.
What's
wrong
with
you? Just trying to ask and be friendly.
Who?
Dan was. You're just being a big donkey.
And why am I even sending this
you're
to you?
You're making a damn joke out of
everything.
Donkey.
I'm going to look at it. I'm going to look at everything.
As he deletes it.
You're right. Bang. He sees me deleted. Thank you.
By the way, have you seen the team picture? That was just texted to everybody?
Yeah, I'm about to tweet it out.
If you notice, in all of them, it looks like Corby's in a kick line.
It does. He's doing the little knee bend.
Uh-huh.
Does he have his hand on his waist?
Let's see.
This is new.
Oh, yeah, your knee is,
let me see,
upwardly mobile.
Well, it's the only place I can stand.
So you have weird arm and weird leg.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That leg,
well, dude. Norm pushed me over.
Dun, 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 dun. You do
look like you're about to go. Oh, you're a rocket.
Oh, boy. Aren't we having fun out here?
Man.
This has been the best time.
It has been a very solid compound up to this point.
Although that picture doesn't have Corgi and Bork in it, so I'm a little concerned that they weren't included in the fun. But anyway.
Well, all right. I mean, maybe those are our alter egos. Like, you're Bork, he's Corgi, and I can be Dalton.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of potential
here. Harlan 6.0.
Yeah, Corgi, Bork, and Dalton. God, EA's great. He really, really is. We need more of
Bork.
EA. By the way, we determined earlier today, I think it was around 10 o'clock, when my brain was scrambling, but Gordon's was scrambling harder than I've ever seen it in my 30 years of knowing him, that we were repeating EA's claim that he was an excellent broadcaster.
Okay, listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
And Gordon...
If you listen, that's the thing.
Right.
If you listen.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't listening. That's why they're thinking that he's not.
Okay, listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
Gordon didn't understand that, and that in his brain turned into EA eating waterfall frogs.
I am an excellent broadcaster morphed into I'm a waterfall frog eater.
Okay, listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
Okay, wait a second. He said wonderful broadcaster when you were doing fake EA.
Okay.
So I was going off of that.
Right. A wonderful broadcaster.
Wonderful frog eater.
A wonderful frog eater.
I'm a waterfall frog eater.
Yeah, he only eats frogs that come out of waterfalls.
And he can tell the difference.
Yes.
Yeah, don't
his
try to
His sense
slide.
Of taste is so refined.
Yeah. It's like the Pepsi
his
challenge.
Tongue is so large.
Do not try
has
to
so many
slide
taste buds.
A pond frog past
this, him. This is a pond frog. this frog spent time at a waterfall.
Wait a minute, Davey. So Davey,
he spends time in the waterfall, or he goes over it, or
he has extra taste buds because his tongue.
Yeah,
is so
because
large.
Because of the square footage of
it's
his
like
tongue.
A superpower.
Multiple wait, tongues. It's wait. Like a shark with teeth, but he has multiple.
So
tongues.
He knows if it's even spent time.
Yes.
In the past.
Yeah, it didn't even have to live its whole life in there. But as long as it spent the bottle put up.
So it like gets a permanent taste on it.
Yeah, the fresh water of the waterfall.
You can
taste the waterfall like indefinitely.
Stop it!
It's a pretty baller move to introduce yourself as an excellent broadcaster. I love that. I love that.
Bryson
DeChambeau. Okay, all right. Let's everybody just chill out.
Be nice.
Well, once you put
Corby, okay, now it's
Corby.
Me.
Back away.
That's what he does.
I'm teaming. Right before you. Ooh, spicy.
Corby lures me into doing things.
Uh-huh.
All right, we have six frogs right here. I want you to tell us which three have spent time in a waterfall.
Yeah.
The frog.
Yeah.
Are you going further underwater?
Yeah.
Underwater EA.
Bryson DeChambeau.
All right.
Stop it.
Yes.
Next.
Let's move on.
Team EA.